Oh, heartbreak there for Amanda Bonker on Barnard's Avenue. But don't go away. After the break, it's BS News. But for now, we have a special theatrical trailer for the new upcoming adult movie from Winnert's Hole. The people who brought you Look at My Asp and Show Me Your Anaconda and I'll Show You Mine comes Boil Banger.
Sometimes love comes easily.
That Susan is so talented. Why is she single?
Because her X factor.
Sometimes love comes with a little resistance.
Yeah, you can take me away from here.
But how? We're out of fuel.
Hey, I got the cover.
Sometimes love is hard work.
Susan, I love you. I really do.
Tell that to Kathy, Frank, you piece of dirt.
I prayed. I got pizza.
Oh, Frank.
Sometimes love has a price.
Oh, Frank, you bastard.
Yeah, but I love you, Kathy.
Oh, tell that to Susan, you piece of dirt.
I prayed. I got pizza.
Sometimes love brings us all together.
You whore, Kathy!
You big Susan!
I prayed, I got pizza.
Right.
The heartwarming tale of loving hard and losing big, starring Susan Boyles in her adult movie debut.
I will always love you. I will always love you.
And Frank.
Where?
And Kathy.
This is Cameron.
And Mark Hamill.
That's impossible!
I prayed, I got pizza.
Alright, I'll give it a try.
Filmed in Winnert's Hole and coming to you all soon.
I'm Teddy Ride.
And I'm Randy Berger.
Tonight, Thargoids have been shooting in and out of Winnert's Hole. The Thargoids seem to have been convinced to attack the system by members of the Kronos Corporation as they continue their campaign of terrorism in the sector. In the ensuing battle, Winnert's Hole got banged up pretty badly by the mixture of Thargoid and Kronos forces, and it's estimated that it may take extensive maintenance to repair fully. Sadly, the majority of the occupants inside Winnert's Hole perished during the attack, with the exception of two female actresses. The actresses survived due to the percentage of plastic in their body makeup, rendering them almost invisible to the Thargoid's infrared vision. They merely attempted to act like wooden planks and lean against some of the station walls until the Thargoids had passed by. This planking technique is said to be being adopted by the Federation military during battles with Thargoids. For more on this story, we cross over to our on-the-spot correspondent, Jason Sissy.
Yeah, it's top quality, I assure you. Yes, you join me here deep inside Winnert's Hole, long after the battle has completed with hundreds of Thargoid bodies spewed all over the cargo bay. Some of the skid marks along the sides of Winnert's Hole are visible from here, rumored to have been caused by fleeing Thargoids scraping their ships on the sides. The extensive structural damage to Winnert's Hole mean it'll be some time before it's open for business again. Over here, you can see the cleanup operation ongoing on the station floor, and here we have some of the last of the Thargoids being moved to the incinerators. Hey, look, that one's moving on its own. Wait, no, 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 no! Ah! me Jacobs.
We appear to have lost Jason there. The turning point in the battle and the responsible party for the destruction of the Thargoid and Cronus was one old-timer pilot. Authorities are looking for any information that could identify the pilot after he released elite status in a record 21 minutes and 11 seconds, beating the previous record by almost 4 months. Witnesses say the pilot was a blur to their eyes as he took on the entire Thargoid fleet on his own. With the Thargoids using the station as a base, the old-timer lined up in front of Winard Hole and shot repetitively into the slot, leaving a trail of dead Thargoid and debris around Winard Hole's entrance port. Authorities would like to award the mystery pilot with a bounty worth 250,000 credits and are urging the pilot to come forward within the next 4 days to claim his rewards.
A manhunt was launched today to find a source of leaked material from the exclusive DDF organization. The material is said to have detailed the schematics and functionality of a huge technological advancement in ship drive. The engine, dubbed Viagra Drive, is said to be for those less than hard up pilots who want to get to their destination quickly. It is not a cheap drive, and the makers hope to identify the leak so that they can reduce the potential damage of plans reaching a rival manufacturer. Chief of the DDF, a Commander Cosmos, shouted at our reporter earlier today when asked if the leak really posed a significant threat to profits or whether it could be a good thing promoting the new drive to a wider audience.
There's been a quite-wide shortage of hand cream following discovery of Class A Grade 1 porn in Winard Hole. Shares shot through the roof of Isol Balls, Ultra Moisturizing, and the callous version of their popular cream. Stocks are now so low, one Mr. Willie Blowme resorted to using junk for his desires. He is now trying to sue the makers of junk after his hand dissolved. There are also reports of several people being glued to their chairs, including one loose woman who was stuck for several days following a particularly heavy usage session. Rescue services were only alerted to the accident after a neighbour heard a change in the pitch of the screams and moans. One old-timer who was also stuck resorted to drinking his own urine, which turned out is 80% proof. After being rescued from this incident, Jank Brewers had offered the old-timer a contract producing several bottles of their new Fat Woolies whiskey.
A riot broke out in BS Studios as a celebrity panel show took a rather dark turn. Countdown to the Apocalypse is a quiz show where contestants are pitted in rounds where letters are chosen and the contestant with the longest word wins. In this particular episode, Leif historian A. Stroud took on the might of the Imperial Commander Wagar. A riot broke out in BS Studios as a celebrity panel show took a rather dark turn. Countdown to the Apocalypse is a quiz show where contestants are pitted in rounds, where letters are chosen and the contestant with the longest word wins. In this particular episode, Leif historian A. Stroud took on the might of Imperial Commander Wagar. Mr. Stroud took an early lead with a monstrous 9-letter word. By the end of the first letters round, he had managed to stretch that lead to 25 points. His victory looked certain until the numbers round. After some sharp words of insult from the Wagar corner, Mr. Stroud put out his pistol and took pot shots at his rival. Wagar, returning fire, taunted Stroud with a, "Was that 5 shots you just fired or 6? Do you feel lucky, punk?" It was at this point the riot reached its climax with the audience joining in. Security forces made 15 arrests and an ongoing investigation is now underway.
A mysterious creature in Leif caused one of the upcoming Sidewinders to crash. The creature was alleged to be over 10 foot wide and having as many as 80 legs. It attacked the pilot as he was checking his cargo hold. The weather integrity surrounding this case was proved when the creature was found to be a harmless Leifian spider, which is an endangered species. The spider was flushed into space by the pilot, who is now facing charges of killing an endangered species. If found guilty, the pilot will be sentenced to 3 years of waste pickup in the Slough system, one of Leif's more serious centers for minor crimes.
A new TV show broadcasting from deep within Winter's Hole has caused controversy today. The BSITC has had complaints that the misleadingly titled Babes channel fails to feature any babes, and merely shows some fat naked man in a see-through onesie caressing his nipples on a loop. Show creator, and I'll have to read this out carefully, Sai-Ku-Ku was unavailable to comment. Now over to Mike Coxmails with the sport.
Thank you, Teddy. This is Mike Coxmails coming to you hard and fast with today's sports news. this week's match of the week saw Achenar versus Saul in the Galaxy Cup, and the dirtiest match of the season. Several players were sent off when tensions flared up early in the second half. Sawyer Crack was the first player sent off after a vicious challenge saw three balls flying off towards the Saul fans. The Imperial fans taunting with their chants of "Saul, Saul, wherever you be, your ball count is down by three," left the fans trying to cross the barriers and rioting broke out. Things looked to be getting serious when Major Li Hung took his troops onto the field, but officials stopped all-out war between the fans after Saul were awarded a penalty and scored their first goal of this year's competition. Achenar were leading 4-0 at the time, and it looked like an easy win was on the cards, before three more of the Achenar team got sent off for kicking Saul player Will Lickermuff when he dived into the box. Saul then managed to scrape an attack together, pulling the game back to 4-3, with Pat McCock scoring an equalizer right on the stroke of full time. Meanwhile, the Barnacles game was postponed due to Hurricane Hand Job. The other results are as follows. Achenar Imperials 4, Saul United 4, Castar Comrades 2, Slough Rangers 0, Dizo Divas 4, Shroudbury Asteroids 1, Lave Sidewinders 1, Ross 128 0, Grey Owls and Anse 2, Reedqua Planet 2, Barnard Star Barnacles vs. Sirius Cow Dogs match postponed, Vaquez Empire 1, Leasty Drones 1, Wagar City 1, Eta Cassiopeia Caledonian Cabers 3. Federation were also in action against the Imperials in Rough Ball today. The game got off to a flying start, with the Imperials using a clothesline maneuver, which garroted the Federation player Miles Long before picking him up, inserting the ball and maul scrumming their way down the field for an 8-0 lead. Mrs. Maya Buttreeks was particularly happy at the use of her clothesline. The match settled into a scrappy affair with neither side being able to force an advantage. Gufty Windfirm eventually broke the deadlock after halftime, when Andy Cornholder got stuck and then drowned in 2 inches of water after squeezing headfirst through an 18-inch wide gap in the opponent's rear to retrieve the ball. Gufty then dribbled the lifeless Cornholder down the field to level the scores at 8-8. The Imperials decided to try and up their pace in the last 10 minutes of the game by bringing on substitute Ivana Jerkadov. Jerkadov, who had been suffering from constipation before the game, had taken over 40 laxatives and gorged on berries, figs, prunes, and curried sprouts. At 3 minutes before the final whistle, Jerkadov unloaded. The force of the defecation led to the Federation team being blown away from the ball, with one player flying over the crossbar for a 5-point conversion. Jerkadov continued to evacuate until 5 members of the Federation team were covered in approximately 30 pounds of dung, leaving 2 dead. When the whistle blew, Imperial had scored another 8-point touch try, leaving the Federation to rue what might have been. Final score, Imperial 21, Federation 8. In today's other game, a poorly contested game led the Old Worlds to victory over the Alliance by just 3-0. Fans booed the players off the pitch after not a single injury or death was recorded. And now, over to Steve O'Dell with today's action from the 4D Pool World Championships.
Well, it's been another fantastically exciting day here at the Receptacle. The game of the day happened between Frank Linanel and Rob Myas. Frank hit a wonderful shot through the table, screwing back 4 months to land his balls perfectly on the heliotrope. We can hear this shot now. Frank then showed great use of gravity, coming off the ceiling, ricocheting off the cushion into a pint of Jinx, before rolling up behind the mauve, taking frame 212 to 44. Rob took the next frame after Frank struggled to stick his cue into a hard brown, which left Rob a soft and easy pink, which he took full advantage of after putting some English on the balls, playing off a passing meteorite to clinch the frame. Frank was the eventual winner in an exciting final frame, with Rob losing his cue ball down a black hole when all his balls were sucked off the table. Frank made his opponent's mistake pay, clearing the table in a record 4 minutes. That's all from me. Back to you, Teddy.
Well, that's all from BS News tonight. I'm Teddy Ride.
And I'm Randy Berger. Good night.